First of all, let me give time to give thanks to all those who serve to protect our rights. Secondly, to all those who have lost their lives doing the same. That includes soldiers, lawmen, and everyday people like you and me who fight for the rights of everyone on these lands. Days like these are bittersweet for so many people in their cause who are virtually out of sight, out of mind. We forget America is a land of immigrants, and so many continue to try to build a wall at our southern border and shut out new immigrants that are trying to come here to make a better life for themselves and their families. Sure, there may be some bad men in the mix of those trying to get here, but that has always been the case since the beginning of time for America. In fact, if you research history closely, you'll find out that many prominent families are descendants of some pretty bad people who came to America. That doesn't make them that way. Those were their ancestors. It is sad and funny every time I hear the line, America is a land of immigrants, because no one ever really wants to believe the real story. You see, long before the Vikings, long before the Spaniards and the Europeans, etc., 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 long before any of them set foot on this soil, there were over 1 million Native Americans already here. People who had claimed this land thousands of years before as their own and protected it and its resources and animals long before anyone else even thought of coming here. At first, when foreigners came here, the natives attempted to extend their friendship to them. And for a brief while, it was okay. Then the natives realized that the foreigners were here attempting to take their land and its resources and its animals. And so the fighting began. Before it was all over, the foreigners had killed about 100 million Native Americans, stolen their land and its resources and animals. I know so many people think, well, that's not true. The natives gave us these lands in treaties. They signed their lands away. But under such great duress, and after 1 million of their brothers and sisters and family were killed, what did you expect them to do? Many people think that Native Americans have been repaid already by receiving reservations, parcels of land, here and there, and in many cases with little or no resources. Natives are provided with little or no additional assistance, and that seems to be okay with so many people because they seem to have their heads in the sand about the truth of this great nation of ours. It's a shame, a downright shame, what this nation did and continues to do today to this land's Native American people. Every time I hear other races complaining about how tough their ancestors had it, I think they should just try asking one of the 100 million of my ancestors that don't have a chance to complain because they were killed. Before considering anyone else, America should make things right with its Native American people. If not, it will continue to be a cursed land until the very end of time. Have a comment? All you have to do is call 210-595-9663 and leave it in the box. I'll make sure that it gets on the podcast. Till next time, Godspeed, my friends.